Hilchos Cheskas Metaltelin, the laws regarding ownership of movable objects, at which point we can assume that the object belongs to the person who's holding it. Kishein echod muchzuk, when one person is not recognized as the owner of an object, and because he can't hold it in his hands or anything, kehahi arba, for example, a ship, a boat. You can't hold on to, you can't hold it in your hand, put it in your pocket or something, so somebody should know it's yours. And there becomes a dispute as to who it belongs to. And the two parties, neither of them has real clear proof of a contract or something like that. So the Gemara says, kol da'alim gvar. Whoever's stronger wins. Upirshu, and the commentaries explain, kimi shehu shaloi. Because the one who this object really belongs to, bevadai yimsor nafshei beyoser, that person will put his whole life into it. He'll turn the world over. He'll to show that it's his. Viyisgaber, and he will overcome his opponent. He'll be relentless. He won't give up. He won't stop because he knows it's really his. The Gemara tells us that generally a thief or a person who's dishonest, they're looking for easy money or easy gain. If they can get it, if it comes relatively easily, they do it. If it gets too heavy, they walk away from it. But a person who's the actual owner of something, usually he's not walking away so easily, no matter what it is. What do you mean? It's mine. It's mine. I know it's mine. But the wording in the Gemara, kol da'alim gvar, whoever's stronger wins, which means might makes right, this item is questioned by all the Meforshim, and Rav Nosson Zal, Likutei Halachos, addresses it in several places. He explains why and exactly how this works. V'ho'inyen al pima shekosav Rabbeinu simen samachtes. This, what we're going to speak about, is based on what Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran, chapter 69, Umuvo le'el, and we've quoted this earlier several times. Ki shoyresh hanefesh hu bahamomoin. The soul is rooted in money. They both come from the same spiritual origin. From the Kisei HaKovod, from the throne of Hashem. The Kisei HaKovod is called the throne of glory. And about money it says, v'ho oisher v'hakovod milfonecha. Money is also associated with kovod. Rebbe Mechabed Ashirim, the Gemara says, Rebbe gave special respect to wealthy people. Nimtza, so therefore, ze shehachefetz hu sheloi, the person to whom this article really belongs to, it's his, shom hu shoyresh nafshoi, his soul is rooted in that money, in that object. And therefore, that person will definitely conquer the object and take it. He's not going to give it up because it's part of his soul is attached to it. It's like a Siamese twin to him. Because the owner gains strength and power and desire from the thing itself, from the object itself. It's part of his soul. They're connected to the same battery. Since his soul and his life is rooted there. V'alkein, and therefore, kishebo el hachefetz, when he approaches the object, he gains strength and power from the thing itself, from the object itself, whether it's a car, a boat, whether it's a gold ring, whatever it is. And this will give him the strength to defeat this other person who's trying to make a claim to this object when it's not really his. Ve'ein shom shoresh nafshoi, and that other person's soul is not rooted in that object at all. Adarabba, just the opposite. Teva hanefesh letzamtzeim atzmoi livli lahaniach atzmoi lahagazlan litloi kimavur shom b'maimar gzela. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that it's the nature of an object that when it feels that it's about to be stolen or something, the object tries, to whatever degree it can, to shrink away from that. It doesn't want to be in the possession of somebody who it doesn't really belong to. It wants to be connected to its real, rightful owner. So the soul that's in that object will not give any energy to a thief who steals it. On the contrary, it'll withhold that energy. It'll withhold that chiyus. V'alkein bevadai lo yie koyach lechaveroi agazlan litloi miyodoi. And because of this, the thief will not be able to succeed in taking the object away. If it'll come to a tug of war, the one who will be, this one will pull and that one will pull, the one who it really belongs to will be able to pull stronger because his soul is connected to that object. And that object is connected to him. There's a real serious spiritual connection. Ki ein shom shoyresh nafshoy kanal. Because the thief, his soul is not rooted in that, is not connected to that object whatsoever. That's one thought on this topic. An additional thought, gam in addition, ki ikar hakoyach ugvura hal yedei b'china shmira sabris. We know that strength and power comes from tikkun abris, the purity that a person maintains, how pure a person is in the relationship between men and women. That's what gives a person strength, spiritual strength and strength of mind, conviction. Ki habris nikro boyaz. Because the bris kodesh is referred to in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Hasidus as boyaz. Boy ois. Because the word boyaz is a combination of two words. In it is strength. Boy tukpa. In it is the real strength of the person. That's where you see who a person really is. If he can withstand temptation, if he can control himself, how much self-control a person has in areas where many people don't have self-control. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ki ko'ish givurasoi. To the degree that he's a man, to that degree he has strength. And again, what makes a person as a man is the bris koidish. What differentiates between male and female is the bris. Therefore, this other individual who wants to steal this item now, it doesn't really belong to him, who bebechinas pegamabris. He's in the category of pegamabris. Why? Ki hagazlan hu keilu bo al ishtoi mamish. Kemavura b'maimran al ein shom. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in chapter 69 in the Likutei Moharan that when a person steals from another person, it's as if he had relations with that other person's wife. Rabbeinu Zal shows how the whole shefa of a person comes through the wife and the connection. And when somebody steals any money or financial object or anything like that from a person, he's taking that person's wife, in a sense. Nimtza, we see there, which is an act of pegama bris. And pegama bris weakens a person. Nimtza, shubchinas pegama bris, sheshom hachalishus. So that the thief is in this category of pegama bris, which is associated with weakness. V'alkein, and therefore, bevadai lo yuchal ezgaber neged chaveroi, shehu sheloi. Therefore, the thief will definitely not be able to overpower the other person to whom the object really belongs to, shehu bebchina shmira sabris negdoi. The other person who, compared to the thief, the other guy is a shomer habris. We're not talking about how religious he is or how religious he's not. We're talking about the fact that one is a thief and one isn't, and stealing is comparable to pegam habris. Ki hu ashirus hu bebchina shmira sabris. Because wealth is associated with shmira sabris, shehu shleimus hanefesh, which is the perfection and the completion of the soul. V'alkein pasku, and this is why our rabbis decided, kol da'alem gvar, that whoever is stronger wins. Ki bevadai yizgaber zeh shehu sheloi. Because the one who the object really belongs to, who is in the category of tikkun habris, compared to the one who's lying, who's stealing, who's in the category of pegam habris, the one who is taken abris will surely be able to overpower the other one. Halacha Beis, kol dovar mitaltel, any movable object, shehu biyad hodam, which a person is holding on to, it's in his hands, it's in his pocket, becheskas shehu shaloi, we assume that it's his, that it belongs to him, v'chulu, etc., etc. The Shulchan Aruch expounds on that. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, but if there's a disagreement, if somebody comes and claims that's really mine, he took it for me, then in certain instances the law is v'yishova. He has to swear. V'chulu, etc. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to expound on this. Paragraph Aleph. Al pi ha-maimar vayhimi kates. This halacha will be based on chapter 54 in Likut Imran, Hamedaber Mizikoroin, which speaks a lot about what a Jew has to remember and keep in mind at all times. Ayin Sham, study that chapter in Likut Imran, so that you'll have a strong introduction to the halacha. And Rav Nosson Zal gives us a very brief overview of some parts of that Torah. It's a long chapter. Ki tzorich la'adbeko machshavtoi bi'almedosi bichlal ubeprat. A Jew must attach his brain and his thoughts to the future world on a general level and on a very detailed level. Ki bechinas ragle hakedusha melubashim boze ho'ilam. Because the aspect of Hashem that's found in this world, that's revealed in this world, is kaviyochol the feet of Hashem, the lowest part. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'horetz hadoim ragloi, the world is the footstool of Hashem. So it means Hashem rests his feet in this world. And now Rav Nosson Zal quotes from there in Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal says, what does that mean? V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu metzamtzem elokusi yisborach. Hashem shrinks his holiness. U'mazmin l'chol odom machshova dibur amaisa. And he sends every single person messages. How does he send those messages? In thought, in speech, in actions, which the person experiences. And that's how Hashem is communicating with the person. Sometimes the person is somewhere and suddenly a thought comes into their mind. They remind themselves about a particular person. They say, wow, I haven't seen that person in a long time. And then they call that person and says, I can't believe you're calling me now. I was just thinking about you. Or this is such perfect timing. I just had to ask you a question. That's one of the ways that Hashem communicates, with thoughts, with words. A person says something, or a person hears somebody else saying something, or actions that a person does or that are done to them. V'tzorich lahagdil daitoy bozeh. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there, a person has to contemplate this. A person has to be awake and alert and think about this. Everything that's going on during the day, don't just ignore everything that's going on. Read the signs, you know, listen to the messages. V'chulu, etc. Rav Nosson Zal's quoting tiny snips from that Torah. In that chapter, Rabbeinu Zal elaborates and explains all of this. V'hamoinam, the ordinary people who are not very learned, who are not very religious, nase etzlom kol ze memela al yedei shena. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that a person who has a very high level of knowledge and intelligence has to delve into this and has to think about this, etc. Then he goes on to say, but what about the regular people? What about the ordinary people who are not so highly intelligent? He says, by them, all of this happens automatically. As they're going through their daily routine, there are things that they're doing which automatically affect certain things which highly intelligent people perform major activities to make it happen. And one example is Alidei Shena, for example, sleep. In that chapter, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about his chatshu samoichen, about a person renewing and refreshing his brain. And Rabbein Azal says that the people, the great, great tzaddikim, who are deeply, deeply attached to Hashem, they have super dveikus to Hashem, for them, when they want to relax and take a break, what do? They learn some Gemaras. They finish some Gemaras. A couple of hundred pages of Gemara. That's like vacation. That's taking it easy. That's coming down from the super, super high level of dveikus that they had in tefillah or in studying secrets of Torah or other things like that. They study Pashtei Oraisa, the simple revealed parts of the Torah. That to them gives them a chance to rejuvenate, refresh, like a person going on vacation. Rabbeinu Zal says, what about those people for whom that's their most advanced spiritual experience that they hope to have? They hope one day to be able to open a Gemara. How do they refresh their brains? Rabbeinu Zal says the answer is when they go to sleep at night, when they sleep, Shena. And he gives a few examples like this of different activities that are done by people on a very high level and low level, both accomplishing the same thing on a particular level, to the person on a specific level. Ayide Shena, one example is sleep, and the second example is Masa Umatan, by conducting business. That business, for those people who are dovuk, who learn Torah deeply on a daily basis, that to them is a very hard, difficult experience. They're struggling, you know, breaking their head to understand the Gemara and to understand it deeper and deeper. And then when they finish learning and they go out to work, that's relaxation. That's relaxing compared to the intensity involved in studying Torah. Ki kol hamasa umatan hu bebechinas noite shomayim kayiriya. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran that the whole concept of conducting business is associated with Hashem spreading out the heavens like a curtain, like a sheet. Ki bechol dovor yesh bo nitzoitzos. Because every single thing in this world has in it holy sparks. V'tzorech sheyishe zeh hadovor etzel zeh odom sheshayochen elu hanitzutzos. And therefore, a particular object, a car, let's say, for example, has to be in the possession of a specific individual because that car has certain holy sparks in it that are associated with the nefesh, ruach, neshama of that particular person who is the owner of the car for a certain amount of time. V'achar kach, and after 3 years or 5 years, whatever it is, Yoitze l'reshu sachar, that car is sold to a different person. Sheshayochin hanitzoitzois l'nefesh ruach neshama shaloi, so that the sparks in that car that are associated with that person's soul can get their tikkun by that person using it. V'chulu, etc. Ayin sham. Look over there in Likut Imran where Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this. Again, we're getting short blips of that chapter on the Likut Imran. If a person really wants to understand it, they need to study the Torah. V'lovoi l'zikoroin, how does a person get to that level of zikoroin digdusha, that their brains, they should remember Hashem throughout the day, throughout everything they're doing. They're connected. They don't forget about the world to come, the future world. They're always thinking of the real future, Olam Haba. In order to get to there, tzorich lishmoy ratzmoy mira ayin. The person has to protect himself from the evil eye. Shehu misas halev, which is synonymous to the heart dying, death in the heart. As Rabbeinu Zal shows over there from Psukim, we know there's a pasuk that says, ulezikoroin beinei necha, that a Jew wears tefillin to remind them about Hashem, and where are the tefillin worn? Bein einecha, between your eyes. The pasuk makes the connection between the eyes and the zikoroin, the remembering, le zikoroin. That zikoroin digdusha is dependent on toivayin. And when a person has ra'ayin, when a person is looking the wrong way, evil eye, that causes a lack of zik, that causes shikha. And it also causes misas halev, as Rabbeinu Zal brings psukim over there. Vafilu mi she'enoi ra'ayin, and even a person who's not really an evil eye, that he looks negatively at everything, still, Tzorech li zoher mikoyach hamedame. The person has to be very, very careful in this world to watch themselves from koyach hamedame. Koyach hamedame means imagination, fantasy. Ledamot means something similar to something else. There are people who profess that human beings come from apes. Why? It's simple. Look at the ape and look at the ape, and they look so similar. It looks almost the same. So therefore, they've come to the conclusion that human beings come from apes. And we know that just because something looks similar to something doesn't mean they're from the same family. That those people, those individual people, they definitely come from apes, the ones that profess this idea. But the rest of us, the human beings, have nothing to do with apes. We're not first cousins, second cousins, we're not in-laws, nothing whatsoever. Totally different kingdom. This is Chai, this is Medaber, two different worlds. So Rabbeinu Zal says there that a person living in this world is Koyach HaMedame. The whole advertising industry is all about Dimyonot. Taking something, taking a cigarette, and making it look like the most attractive, exciting, that this is going to make everyone worship you, look up, idolize you. This is going to give you strength. This is going to invigorate you. This is going to, because they see him riding on a big horse with the cowboy hat, and at the whole millions and billions of dollars invested in this koyach hamedame, this fantasy, imagination, you know, making things look like what they're not really. And again, this is another form of ra'ayin. A person who has these dimyonot, this fantasy imagination, they think that A is B when it's not, when A is something totally different. Sheloyate oisoyenoi alidei hamedame, that the person should not let his eyes fool him and trick him through this medame, shemedame lefomim hepechoemes, where the eye plays tricks on a person and shows him he thinks he's seeing something which he's not really seeing. Rabbeinu Zal gives an example. A person's walking at night and it's dark and they can't see that well, and they see something in front, they see a tall person in front of them, and then they walk closer, they touch it, it's a tree. It's not a person. But wow, it looked almost exactly like a, you're right. Because it was dark, because there was no light, this, that, it gave you the impression as if it were, but it's something totally, completely different. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, v'zeh bo alidei loshon hara. How does a person fall into koyach hamedame? How does a person get messed up in koyach hamedame? By speaking loshon hara, speaking against other people. Ki nifgam hadas, because that causes the brain and the intelligence of the person to be harmed. V'nifgam ahavo digdusha, and the concept of love and kindness becomes damaged. Bechinas koyin, which is associated with the koyin. Koyin is known as the isha chesed. Koyin is known as ahava, bracha. V'chulu, etc. Again, this is a half a line here. In Likut Imran over there, there's half a page explaining the connections. V'zeh b'chinas sheva shnei asovo v'sheva shnei rov. Rabbeinu Zal goes on to explain over there the dream of Paro. A dream is fantasy, imagination. And as Paro's dream, he saw seven good years, seven bad years. V'chulu, etc. Ulahachnia hamedame. And how does a person weaken this koyach hamedame? That it should not be able to control him, that he should be able to see things properly. Hu al yedei b'chinas yad, is through the hand. The hand has the power to control the medame. There's a pasuk biyad hanavim adame, Rabbeinu Zal brings over there. B'chinas simcha, the hands represent happiness. The 10 fingers represent the 10 types of song. Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this over there. Hainu b'chinas menagen bayad. This refers to a person who plays a musical instrument with the hands. Lelake taruach toivo me'atzvus ruach. And with their fingers, they're selecting which notes to play. They're selecting the proper notes from the improper notes, the ruach toivo from the atzvus ruach. sometimes a person who's not professional, they try to play a song and they play 8 notes correctly and then they stick in another note that doesn't belong there. And it ruins the whole thing. It takes away the whole power, the sweetness, the joy of the song gets killed because they injected a couple of notes that don't belong there, that take it off track completely. That's this concept of selecting the Ruach Toiva from the Atzvus Ruach. Ki ikar pigdoinois haruchois hu bayad. Because the whole concept of giving over the ruach, giving over the ruchos, is given over into the hand. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, asher beyodoi nefesh kolchoi, the ruach kol besarish. In Hashem's hand is found the soul of every living thing, and the ruach, the spirit of kolish. So the ruchos are in the hands. We say every night, "Biyodcho afkid ruchi podisoisi Hashem kelemes." Veze bechinas veyoseif yoshis yodoi aleinecho. Rabbi Nizal goes on to say over there that this is the concept of Yosef Hatzadik, who was zeichet to toivai and to tikkun abris, and he's the one who has the power of the hands. And Hashem told Yaakov Avinu, "Yosef Hatzadik will place his hand upon your eyes." Ayin Sham Kol Zehetev. Study that chapter on Likutei Moran well. You'll understand what all of these ramazim, what all of these hints are, and you'll have a strong foundation for the halacha. Paragraph Beis. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. Vehine kol haboim ledin. Anytime that people come to court, the koifren zezeh, and there's a disagreement between two individuals. Hine ze shetoin sheker umachachesh bamisoi veroitze ligzolos chaveroi hu bechinas ra'ayin. The one who's really wrong, the one who's lying, he's trying to steal from somebody else, he's in the category of ra'ayin. She'enoi ro b'shel chaveroi. He's jealous, he's envious of the other person. He sees the other person has something that he wants, and he's going to do whatever it takes to take it away from that person. Veroitze legozloi, wants to steal from the person. Vayidei ho ra'ayin, and because the person's in the category of ra'ayin, nifgam etzloi hazikoroin, his memory becomes damaged, his ability to remember. Shehu b'chinas lad b'kom ashafta b'al madosi, to attach his mind to the future world. He lost that ability because he got caught up in taiva soilam hazeh, in ra'ayin. Shehu bechinas masa umatn be'emuna. When we talk about attaching yourself to the future world is called the olam ha'emet, the world of truth. That's only when a person conducts business in a trustworthy way. A person who's doing masa umatn be'emuna is attaching himself to the next world. This world is the olam ha'sheker. Person who conducts business in a kosher way, he ain't from this world. And there are cases like that. People who are in business that see somebody do something really honest, they say, wow, the guy's nuts. He's not normal. Because the norm is to steal. The norm is to pocket it. Whenever you can pocket it, you don't return something to somebody else. You know, well, who does things like that? Ki ikar b'chinas lat b'komach shafta b'al medosi. Because the real meaning of attaching one's mind to the future world, Dahainu lehalois ragle hakedusha lesharosham, which means to elevate the lower levels of holiness to their source, to the top. Remember, we said this world, the physical world, is the footstool of Hashem. It's where the lower levels of kedusha are to be found. Hu al yedei masa umatan, and the way that a person accomplishes that is through business, by conducting business. Shal yodoi nase bechinas noite shamayim kayoria. Because when a person conducts a business properly, he achieves that pasuk that says Hashem spreads out the heavens kayoria, like a curtain, like a sheet. And Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran makes the connection between masa umatan and noite shamayim kayoria. Sheze ikar hatachles vashlemus. That's the ultimate goal, and that's the perfection of a person, when a person has the ability to elevate the lower levels and connect them with the upper levels. Ki ikar bechinas horaglin hemeluboshim b'masumatan. Because when we talk about a place where the lower levels of holiness are found, we're talking about the business world, transacting, buying and selling. Ki hamomoin hu bechinas raglin kanal. Because money is associated with the feet. There's a pasuk that Rabbeinu Zalmings brings many times, where it says, "Es kol hayakum asher baraglecha," and that which stands you up on your feet. And the Gemara says, "Ze memoinoi sheladam." That refers to a person's money, his wealth. Shema amidoi al raglov. That's what stands him up on his feet. So we see that money is referred to as the raglin, the feet, and the ragli hakedusha are found in money, in business. V'alkein, and therefore, when a person conducts business kosher, properly, like a real religious person, with honesty, with faith in Hashem, through that he elevates the feet of the Kedusha, the money, he plugs it into its source, to the Kisei HaKavod, to Hashem. This is the concept of attaching your brain to Olam Haba. V'alkein nase al yedei hamasu matn daika, and this is why this is accomplished through business. Bechinas noite shamayim kayaria, as we mentioned before, shehu bechinas tzadik ukneses Yisrael. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there that this concept of business, a buyer and a seller, a giver and a taker, is the concept of the tzadik and the Jewish people also. The tzaddik is the mashpia, and Klal Yisrael are the mekabel. Shezehu ikar hashlemus v'hatachlis shel bechinas satikunim shenas naidei bechinas ladokom hashal tam v'osi. This is the main goal and the purpose of conducting business. And these are the tikkunim that are achieved by attaching one's thoughts to the future world. Shehi misudorim ba'posik. All of this is included in the pasuk. Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there in the beginning of the chapter. Hashem Eloikai godalto ma'oid hoid voto lavashto oiter or kasalma noite geshmaim kayuria. Kimavur heitev shom ba'maimar. As Rabbeinu Zal explains very, very clearly over there in chapter 54 in Likutei Moran. Nimtza, we see therefore, an interesting note on this. I heard this when I first came to Breslov, mentioned by Rabbi Yechaim Rosen, Zichron Avrocha, that there's a posuk, that there's a Gemara that says, Godol hanene miyegi akapov, yoisem yirei shamayim. A person who benefits from his own work, he works, he earns a living, he supports himself, he doesn't have others supporting him, is better off, is on a higher level than a Yirei Hashem, than a person who's a Yirei Hashem, who's very religious, meaning he devotes himself totally to Ruchnius, and his physical needs, his materialistic needs, are covered by other people supporting him. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk to prove this. The pasuk says, Yegia kapecho ki soichel, ashrecha v'toivloch. If you eat from the produce of your hands, then ashrecha, lucky, fortunate are you, v'toivloch, and it's good for you. What's ashrecha v'toivloch? Ashrecha bo'ilam azeh, v'toivloch bo'ilam aboh. It'll be good for you in this world, and it'll be good for you in the next world. So we see when it comes to earning your own living, it mentions both, ashrecha v'toivloch. When the Torah speaks about a yirei Hashem, it says ashre yirei Hashem. It doesn't say the v'toivloch. So many rabbis ask, just because a person works for a lit, he's already ashrecha v'toivloch mamash, he's so big, so great. So one of the answers that they give is, the pasuk that's quoted is, yegia kapecho ki soichel, ashrecha v'toivloch. That if a person is eating from the fruit of his hands, he's very lucky. What do you mean? We mean that his head is elsewhere. His head, his thoughts are connected to Hashem. That even when he's at work, even when he's working, he can't forget to daven mincha. He can't forget to make a bracha. He can't forget that you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. That's the Yegia Kapecho Kisoivloch. So the question is asked, but what about a person who's a lawyer or a computer where his whole work is with his brain? His work requires tremendous concentration, thinking, reading. What about that person? The answer is that person also. There's two parts to the brain. There's the pnimius and the chitzonius. There's the outer part of the brain, and there's the innermost part of the brain. The innermost part of the brain is la'adbeko machshavto balmedosi, is connected to one thing only, Hashem, Olam Haba, Torah, Yiddishkeit. I have to apply my brain to the work that I'm doing? Gladly, no problem. I'm going to use a certain part of my brain, a certain portion of my brain. I'm happy to put it into the work and give it the best I can. But there's another piece of my brain that is always connected, plugged into Hashem. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tomid. Tomid means I'm at work, no matter where I am, I visualize Hashem in front of me. I'm in front of Hashem. That's part of what he's referring to here. This maso matan be'emuna, a person conducting business like a religious person, not like an animal. There are people who, when they're in shul, when they're learning, they're Jewish, they go out into the sharks, they go out into the sea, into the business world. He's an animal. It's kill or be killed. It's conquer or be conquered. And there's no rules, there's no boundaries. That's the opposite of maso matan be'emuna. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Aval ikra davor sheyase hamasu matan be'emuna koroi. The main thing is that the person should conduct the business honestly in a trustworthy way, for real, the way you're supposed to. Ki bevadai kishemeshaker chas v'sholem b'masu matan. Because most definitely, when a person lies in business, there's no way in the world they can accomplish the tikkun of connecting the lower level of kedusha to the higher level through a form of business that's defective. His business is defective. Therefore, the main thing is to conduct business with honesty, with trustworthiness. A word is a word. And if he does, through his business, he performs the yichud of Masa and Maton, which Rabbein Azal shows over there in Likutei Moharan is the yichud of the tzaddik and Knesset Yisrael and the Jewish people. Shehu bechinas noite shamayim kayaria. And now Rav Nosson Zal clarifies. Ki ikur hu emuno hi bechinas tzedek kadis chabres bemes kemuva bedivir Rabbein Azal b'shem HaZohar HaKodesh kam upon him. We know the Zohar HaKodesh tells us that the definition of emuna, the Zohar HaKodesh quotes a pasuk which uses the term emuna and it uses the term tzedek, which both seem to be the same thing. Emuna means trustworthiness, and tzedek, righteousness, means trustworthiness. So the Zohar HaKodesh asks, Hainu tzedek, hainu emuna, aren't they the same thing? And the Zohar HaKodesh answers, no. Tzedek, kadis chabris be'emes, is kiriyas emuna. When you take tzedek and connect it with emes, then it's called emuna. And Rabbein Azal quotes this in a few places in Likutei Moharan, chapter 7 and other places. He quotes the Zohar HaKodesh and he clarifies it. So now Rav Nosson Zal quotes it over here. Tzedek as chav zemes shebechin. When tzedek becomes attached to emes, shehi bechinas emuna, emes is truth, is emuna, ze biatzmoi bechinas hayichut hanal. That itself is this union of the tzaddik and Knesset Yisrael. Bechinas noite shamayim kayaria, kayadua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. And that's why, how does a person show that they really believe in Hashem? When it comes to money, when it comes to money matters, there we see who believes and who doesn't believe. As the Gemara says in Shabbos, page 31, that when a person comes up to heaven, they don't ask him, did you believe? did you believe? They don't ask that. They say, did you conduct business in a faithful manner? The question that's asked is nasasa v'nasata be'emuna. Because if in business you were a liar, cheat, then you did not believe in Hashem. You thought Hashem doesn't, he doesn't know. You forgot that there's a Hashem who does know, and there's a Hashem who does see. And that's where we really see the emunah of a person in how he conducts his business. Nasasa v'nasata be'emuna. Kalidea masumatan. Because by a person conducting business properly, he achieves this tikkun that's called spreading the shamayim, like the area. Shezeo bechinas emuna, that's synonymous with emuna. Tzedek, kadis chabres bemes kanal, that's this concept of attaching tzedek and emes. V'alkein tzorech odom li zoher ma'oid laso ismasu matin be'emuna. And this is why a Jew has to be extremely careful that any business, any transactions that they do, to make sure that they're honest and trustworthy. Shehu dovor godol ma'oid ma'oid. This is very, very important. And this accomplishes incredible spiritual tikkunim above, in the heavenly places, where the person's soul is rooted. And this is one of the most important things in the life of a Jew. Because the main goal of a Jew throughout his life is to attach his thoughts and his brain to the future world. And where we see that achieved on the highest level is in business, when a person does business properly. And therefore, achar misa sa'odon, as soon as a person passes away, takeif, they immediately ask them in heaven. One of the first questions that the person is asked is, nasasa v'nasata be'emuna. Did you conduct business in an honest way? Kios achar histalkusoi. Because at that point in time, after the person passed away, v'haneshama roitze la'alois la'adbuk abal madosi, and the person's soul wants to go to its rightful place in olam haba, in the future, in the world to come, avoloi kol adam zeichel hazeh. However, not every person is admitted over there. They don't let everybody in over there. Kimi shetorach be'erev Shabbos v'kanal. Because the Gemara says, a person who worked properly on Friday will enjoy the Shabbos. Person who cleaned the house and washed and cooked and baked, they'll have a fabulous Shabbos. They'll have delicious things to eat and a clean house and everything. A person who invests, who does the right thing in this world, will be able to enjoy the future world. To the degree and in the manner in which a person attached himself to Hashem in this world, in the physical world, that defines to what degree that person is given permission to attach himself to Hashem in the future world. A Jew who made sure to keep his brain attached to the future world while he was living in this lowly world, zoiche shegam achar misoso yizdabek miyad bi'alma diyosi. That person is zoiche that when he gets to the next world, he immediately makes the right connection to Olam Haba, and he's totally connected. V'chein lehepechas v'shom. And so too the opposite. A person who was not connected to Hashem in this world, he thought spirituality is when I die. This world, it's money, make as much, grab while you can. V'alkein, shoyel in loyoz, and therefore one of the first questions that they ask a person in the entrance exam, when they're about to let it, to decide whether he gets in or not, is nososo v'nosato be'emuna. How were you when you were conducting business? Were you honest, trustworthy? Did you believe or you didn't believe? And were you worthy of being believed? Shehu bechinas lad bekom achshav dabar madarasi kanal. That's how a person shows if his mind was attached to the future world. Va'oz hu kedai lisdabek v'laz lamadarasi gam achakach. And if he was, then he's worthy and deserving of attaching himself to Hashem in the world to come also. Dahainu achar istalkusoi, which means after he passes away, after he leaves this world. We'll hold it over here.